a word for you from Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and work miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? As we approach Easter, let's focus especially on the cross, remembering that every day of the year, the cross is of the greatest importance. Jesus' death and his resurrection is essential to our faith. In fact, Paul starts the beginning of this chapter with a very strong phrase where he says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Because he says, look, Christ was clearly depicted as the one crucified, the one through whom you are saved by faith. But now you're moving into the flesh and you think you can be perfected through the flesh by keeping certain ceremonial laws from the Old Testament. And the main ceremonial law that is kept by these Galatian Christians was circumcision. And they demanded that people who are newly saved and the Gentiles to whom they witnessed must be circumcised. In other words, they added Jesus plus something is the answer for being saved. And Paul says, no, it's through Jesus only. You see, as we repent, we bring our sins to the cross, we realize that through his grace alone, we are saved. And it doesn't help to try and keep little laws and perhaps observe certain days and Jewish ceremonies and think we are being perfected. No, it is only detracting from our faith, not adding to it. And this is a wonderful verse here where it says, he who supplies the Spirit. You see, we are saved by the Spirit convicting us, by the Spirit applying the death of Jesus, the forgiveness of God through the cross. And that is how we grow in grace. Go and read Romans 8. It says that we conquer the flesh through the Spirit, not through the law, because the law has no power to save and no power to perfect. And so here, the condemnation. Now, although it's not a final condemnation, but this is a judgment of God regarding these Christians, and hopefully they did repent of it, is that they were trying to grow by being more perfect towards the law. And they think that they are being more perfect by observing Jewish law. No, God supplies the Spirit, and he supplies abundantly. Through him you can grow. Why don't you listen to him? Observe his word, what the Spirit applies from his word in your life. He supplies the Spirit abundantly, and he will cause you to grow and mature in Jesus Christ.